Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. US implicates Saudi crown prince in journalist's killing. US advisors endorse single-shot COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. And hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls taken in mass abduction. It's Saturday, February 27. I'm Anthony Davis. Saudi Arabia's crown prince likely approved the killing of US-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, according to a newly declassified US intelligence report released Friday that instantly ratcheted up pressure on the Biden administration to hold the kingdom accountable for a murder that drew worldwide outrage. The intelligence findings were long known to many US officials and, even as they remained classified, had been reported with varying degrees of precision. But the public rebuke of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is still a touchstone in US-Saudi relations. It leaves no doubt that as the prince continues in his powerful role and likely ascends to the throne, Americans will forever associate him with the brutal killing of a journalist who promoted democracy and human rights. Yet even as the Biden administration released the findings, it appeared determined to preserve the Saudi relationship by avoiding direct punishment of the prince himself, despite demands from some congressional Democrats and Khashoggi allies for significant and targeted sanctions. Saudi Arabia's foreign ministry responded by saying the kingdom categorically rejects the offensive and incorrect assessment in the report pertaining to the kingdom's leadership. Democrats in Congress praised the administration for releasing the report. The Trump administration had refused to do so, but urged to take more aggressive actions, including against the prince. Representative Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, urged the Biden administration to consider punishing the prince, saying he has the blood on his hands of an American journalist. U.S. health advisors endorsed a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson on Friday, putting the nation on the cusp of adding an easier-to-use option to fight the pandemic. The acting head of the Food and Drug Administration said in a statement that the agency will move quickly to follow the recommendation, which would make the J&J shot the third vaccine authorized for emergency use in the U.S. Vaccinations are picking up speed, but new supplies are urgently needed to stay ahead of a mutating virus that has killed more than 500,000 Americans. After day-long discussions, the FDA panelists voted unanimously that the benefits of the vaccine outweighed the risks for adults. Once FDA issues a final decision, shipments of a few million doses could begin as early as Monday. More than 47 million people in the US, or 14% of the population, have received at least one shot of the two-dose vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. But the pace of vaccinations has been strained by limited supplies and delays due to winter storms. J&J's vaccine protects against the worst effects of COVID-19 after one shot, and it can be stored for up to 3 months at refrigerated temperatures, making it easier to handle than the previous vaccines, which must be frozen. gunmen abducted 317 girls from a boarding school in northern Nigeria on Friday, police said, the latest in a series of mass kidnappings of students in the West African nation. Police and the military have begun joint operations to rescue the girls after the attack at the government girls' junior secondary school in Jangib town, according to a police spokesman in Zamfara state, Mohammed Shehu, who confirmed the number abducted. It's disappointing that even though the military have a strong presence near the school, they were unable to protect the girls, he said. At this stage, we are only hoping on divine intervention. Several large groups of armed men operate in Zamfara state, described by the government as bandits, and are known to kidnap for money and to push for the release of their members from jail. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said on Friday the government's primary objective is to get all the school hostages returned safe, alive, and unharmed. We will not succumb to blackmail by bandits and criminals who target innocent school students in the expectation of huge ransom payments, he said. Let bandits, kidnappers, and terrorists not entertain any illusions that they are more powerful than the government. Nigeria has seen several such attacks and kidnappings over the years, notably the mass abduction in April 2014 by jihadist group Boko Haram of 276 girls from the secondary school in Chibok in Borno State. More than 100 of the girls are still missing. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app, ask your smart speaker, or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news. Daily.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.